Hey guys, so today we're going to talk about Aretha Franklin, the queen of everything. So my favorite Aretha quote is, "We all require and want respect, man or woman, black or white, it's our basic human right." Yes. So let's start. Aretha Louise Franklin was born March 25th, 1942, at Lucy Avenue, Memphis, Tennessee, and her father was a Baptist minister from Shelby, Mississippi. Her mother was a piano player and vocalist. When Aretha was two, they moved to Buffalo, New York, and then they moved to Detroit, where her father became the pastor of New Bethel Baptist Church. Her father was unfaithful to her mom, so her parents separated in 1948. And her mom took her half-brothers back to Buffalo, New York, and visited the children she left with the father as much as she could. The mom died of a heart attack right before Aretha's 10th birthday, and Aretha learned piano by ear when her relatives were helping out with all of the kids. She dropped out of school during her sophomore year. Her father became famous for his sermons, and many celebrities would visit their house, including Clara Ward, who her father was romantically involved with until he died in 1973, and Aretha looked up to as a role model. Martin Luther King Jr., Jackie Wilson, and James Cleveland. And after her mom died, Aretha would sing hymn solos at church, and when she was 12, her father started managing her and helped her sign her first deal with JVB Records. In 1956, she released her first single, Never Grow Old, and then she released a few more songs backing it up, and those became side one of her first album called Spirituals. She spent the next few years touring with the Soul Stirrers and meeting famous people, and she toured with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and ultimately sang at his funeral in 1968. When she turned 18, she told her father that she wanted to follow Sam Cooke, her friend, in releasing pop music. And they came up with a two-song demo, moved to New York, and Columbia Records agreed to sign her. And although Sam Cooke urged her to join his record label, her father said no, and she was asked to sign with Tamla, but they felt the label wasn't established enough yet. She released her first Columbia single in September 1960, titled Today I Sing the Blues, and it reached the top 10 of the Hot Rhythm and Blues seller chart. In January of 1961, she came out with her first secular album, Aretha, with the Ray Brandt Combo. Her first hit single was her rendition of Rockabye Baby with a Dixie melody, which was also her first international hit. Her next two albums were The Electrifying Aretha Franklin and The Tender, The Moving, The Swinging Aretha Franklin. Her performance at the Regal Theater, WVON radio personality Purvis Spann said that she's the queen of soul. And by 1964, Franklin began recording more pop music, reaching the top 10 on the R&B chart with the ballad Runnin' Out of Fools in early 1965. She had two R&B charted singles in 1965 and 1966 with the songs One Step Ahead and Cry Like a Baby, while also reaching the easy listening charts with the ballads You Made Me Love You, and No, No, I'm Losing You. By the mid-1960s, Franklin was making $100,000 per year from countless performances in nightclubs and theaters. However, she struggled with commercial success while at Columbia. Label executive John H. Hammond later said he felt Columbia didn't understand Franklin's early gospel background and failed to bring that aspect out further during her period there. And so, in 1967, Aretha and her father chose to move to Atlantic Records. And she recorded at Fame Studios and recorded I Never Loved a Man the Way I Loved You, but she only recorded there for one day because her manager, studio owner, her horn player, and her husband all got in a fight. And that song was released the following month and reached number one on the R&B charts, while also peaking at number nine on the Billboard Hot 100, giving Franklin her first top 10 pop single. And the song's B-side, Do Right Woman, Do Right Man, reached the R&B top 40, peaking at number 37. In April, Atlantic issued her her frantic version of Otis Redding's Respect, which reached number one on both the R&B and pop charts. Respect became her signature song and was later hailed as a civil rights and feminist anthem. Franklin's debut Atlantic album, I Never Loved a Man the Way I Loved You, also became commercially successful, later going gold. Franklin scored two more top 10 singles in 1967, including Baby I Love You and You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman. Her rapport with producer Jerry Wexler helped in the creation of the majority of Franklin's peak recordings with Atlantic. In 1968, she issued the top-selling albums Lady Soul and Aretha Now, which included some of her most popular hit singles, including Chain of Fools, Ain't No Way, Think, and I Say a Little Prayer. That February, Franklin earned the first two of her Grammys, including the debut category for Best Female R&B Performance. On February 16th, Franklin was honored with a day named for her and was greeted by longtime friend Martin Luther King Jr., who gave her the SCLC Drumbeat Award for Musicians 2 months before his death. Franklin toured outside the U.S. for the first time in May, including an appearance at the Concertgebouw, Amsterdam, where she played to a near-hysterical audience who covered the stage with flower petals. She appeared on the cover of Time magazine that June. In 1969, another woman impersonated Aretha by performing as her at several Floridian venues. And the woman was actually a victim of coercion. Her name was Vicki Jones, and she actually later on became a pretty famous singer herself, which is really cool. And Aretha released a few more songs, including Rocksteady and Daydreaming, and she returned to gospel music to record her rendition of Amazing Grace, which sold more than 2 million copies. In the late 1970s, Aretha's album stopped hitting the top of the charts, though, but she stayed with the company until 1979, when she left for Arista Records. And in 1980, she performed for the Queen of England, and she had a role in the musical comedy The Blues Brothers. Her first album with Arista was Aretha in 1980 and featured songs like United Together and I Can't Turn You Loose. She earned a gold record with Jump to It, and her title track was of that album was her first top 40 single in 6 years. In 1985, she was inspired by a desire to have a younger sound in her music. Who's Zoom and Who became her first Arista album to be certified platinum. The album sold well over 1 million copies thanks to the hits Freeway of Love, the title track, and Another Night. The next year's Aretha album nearly matched the success with the hit singles Jumpin' Jack Flash, Jimmy Lee, and I Knew You Were Waiting for Me. Her international number one duet with George Michael during that period, Franklin provided vocals to the theme songs of the TV shows A Different World and Together. In 1987, she issued her third gospel album, One Lord, One Faith, One Baptism, which was recorded at her late father's New Bethel Church, followed by Through the Storm in 1989. The same year, Franklin performed America the Beautiful at WWE's WrestleMania III, the company's third annual entertainment spectacular in her home state of Michigan. Franklin's 1991 album, What You See Is What You Sweat, flopped on the charts, though. She returned to the charts in 1993 with the dance song, A Deeper Love, and returned to the top 40 with the song, Willing to Forgive, in 1994. In 1995, she was selected to play Aunt Em in the Apollo Theater revival of The Wiz. Franklin's final top 40 single was 1998's A Rose Is Still a Rose. The album of the same name was released after the single, and it sold over 500,000 copies, earning a gold album. That same year, Franklin received global praise after her 1998 Grammy Awards performance. She had initially been asked to come and perform in honor of the 1980s The Blues Brothers film, in which she appeared with Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi. And that evening, after the show had already begun, Luciano Pavarotti himself contacted show producers and said he was too ill to perform the opera aria Nessun Dorma as planned, and the show's producers were so desperate to fill the time slot, they approached Franklin with their dilemma. She was a friend of Pavarotti and had sung the selection two nights prior at the annual Music Cares event, and she asked to hear Pavarotti's rehearsal recording, and after listening, agreed that she could sing it in the tenor range that the orchestra was prepared to play in. Over 1 billion people worldwide saw the performance, and she received an immediate standing ovation. Her final Arista album, So Damn Happy, was released in 2003 and featured the Grammy-winning song, Wonderful. In 2004, Franklin announced that she was leaving Arista after more than 20 years with the label. To complete her Arista obligations, Franklin issued the Duets compilation album, Jewels in the Crown, All-Star Duets with the Queen, in 2007. The following year, she issued the holiday album, This Christmas, Aretha, on DMI Records. In February 2006, she performed the Star Spangled Banner with Aaron Neville and Dr. John for the Super Bowl 50-60, held in her hometown of Detroit. On January 20th, 2009, Franklin made international headlines for performing My Country, Tis of Thee at President Barack Obama's inaugural ceremony with her church hat, becoming a popular topic online. In 2010, Franklin received an honorary degree from Yale University, and in 2011, under her own label, Aretha's Records, she issued the album Aretha, A Woman Falling Out of Love. On September 29, 2014, Franklin performed to a standing ovation with Sissy Houston as backup, a compilation of Adele's Rolling in the Deep and Ain't No Mountain High Enough on The Late Show with David Letterman. Franklin's cover of Rolling in the Deep was featured among 9 other songs in her first RCA release. Aretha Franklin sings the Great Diva Classics, released in October 2014. In doing so, she became the first woman to have 100 songs on Billboard's Hot R&B Hip Hop Songs chart, with the success of her cover of Adele's Rolling in the Deep, which debuted at number 47 on the chart. In December 2015, Franklin gave an acclaimed performance of You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman at the 2015 Kennedy Center Honors during the selection for honoree Carole King, who co-wrote the song. During the bridge of the song, Franklin dropped her fur coat to the stage, for which the audience rewarded her with a mid-performance standing ovation. She returned to Detroit's Ford Field on Thanksgiving Day 2016 to once again perform the national anthem before the game between the Minnesota Vikings and the Detroit Lions. Seated behind the piano, wearing a black fur coat and Lions stocking cap, Franklin gave a rendition of the Star Spangled Banner that lasted more than 4 minutes and featured a host of improvisations. At the Ravinia Festival on September 3rd, 2017, she gave her last full concert. Franklin's final performance was at the Cathedral of St. John the Divine in New York City during Elton John's 25th anniversary gala for the Elton John's AIDS Foundation on November 7, 2017. President Obama once said about Aretha, "Nobody embodies more fully the connection between the African-American spirituals, the blues, R&B, rock and roll, the way that hardship and sorrow were transformed into something full of beauty and vitality and hope. American history wells up when Aretha sings. That's why when she sits down at a piano and plays and sings, a natural woman, she can move me to tears. The same way that Ray Charles's version of America the Beautiful will always be, in my view, the most patriotic piece of music ever performed, because it captures the fullness of the American experience. The view from the bottom as well as the top. The good and the bad, and the possibility for synthesis, reconciliation, and transcendence." From her time growing up in the home of a prominent African-American preacher to the end of her life, Franklin was immersed and involved in the struggle for civil rights and women's rights. She provided money for civil rights groups, at times covering payroll, and performed at benefits and protests. Her songs Respect and You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman became anthems of these movements for social change, and Aretha and several other American icons declined to take part in performing at President Donald Trump's 2017 inauguration as a large-scale act of musical protest. Franklin was also a strong supporter for Native American rights. She quietly and without fanfare supported Indigenous peoples' struggles worldwide and numerous movements that supported Native American and First Nation cultural rights. After being raised in Detroit, Franklin relocated in the 1960s to New York City, where she lived until moving to Los Angeles in the mid-1970s. She eventually settled in Encino, Los Angeles, where she lived until 1982. She then returned to the Detroit suburb of Bloomfield Hills, Michigan, to be close to her siblings and ailing father. Franklin maintained a residence there until her death. Following an incident in 1984, she cited a fear of flying that prevented her from traveling overseas. She performed only in North America afterward. Franklin was the mother of four sons. She first became pregnant at the age of 12 and gave birth to her first child named Clarence after his father. On January 28, 1955, the father was widely believed and reported to be Donald Burke, a boy she knew from school. However, in one of her handwritten wills discovered in 2019, Franklin revealed the father was Edward Jordan. On August 31, 1957, Franklin had a second child with Jordan named Edward Jerome Franklin after his father. Franklin did not like to discuss her early pregnancies with interviewers, and both children took her family name. While Aretha was pursuing her career and hanging out with friends, Aretha's grandmother Rachel and sister Irma took turns raising the children. Franklin would visit them often. Aretha's third child, Ted White Jr., was born to Franklin and her then-husband, Theodore Ted White, in February 1964 and is known professionally as Teddy Richards. He provided guitar backing for his mother's band during live concerts, and her youngest son, Keycalf Cunningham, was born in April 1970 and is the child of her road manager, Ken Cunningham. Franklin was married twice. Her first husband was Ted White, whom she married in 1961 at the age of 19. Franklin had actually seen White the first time at a party held at her house in 1954, and after a contentious marriage that involved domestic violence, Aretha separated from White in 1968 and divorced him in 1969. Aretha married her second husband, actor Glenn Turman, on April 11, 1978 at her father's church. By marrying Turman, Aretha became stepmother of Turman's three children from a previous marriage. Franklin and Turman separated in 1982 after Franklin returned to Michigan from California, and they divorced in 1984. In 2012, Aretha had plans to marry her longtime companion, Willie Wilkerson. She and Wilkerson had been engaged twice before, but Aretha eventually called off the 2012 engagement. Franklin's sisters, Irma and Carolyn, were professional musicians and spent years performing background vocals on Aretha's recordings. Following Aretha's divorce from Ted White, her brother Cecil became her manager and maintained that position until his death from lung cancer on December 26, 1989. Her sister Carolyn died in April 1988 from breast cancer, and her oldest sister Irma died from throat cancer in September 2002. Aretha's half-brother Vaughn died in late 2002, and her half-sister Carol Kelly is C.L. Franklin's daughter by Mildred Jennings, a then 12-year congregant of New Salem Baptist Church in Memphis, where C.L. was pastor. Franklin was performing at the Aladdin Hotel in Las Vegas on June 10, 1979, when her father C.L. was shot twice at point-blank range in his Detroit home. After 6 months at Henry Ford Hospital while in a coma, C.L. was moved back to his home with 24-hour nursing care. Aretha moved back to Detroit in late 1982 to assist with the care of her father, who died at Detroit's New Light Nursing Home on July 27, 1984. Aretha was good friends with Sissy Houston, Whitney Houston's mom, and was actually Whitney's honorary aunt, Auntie Ree. On August 13, 2018, Franklin was reported to be gravely ill at her home in Riverfront Towers, Detroit. She was under hospice care and surrounded by friends and family. Stevie Wonder, Jesse Jackson, and her ex-husband, Glenn Turman, visited her on her deathbed. Franklin died at her home on August 16, 2018, aged 76, without a will. The cause of death was a malignant pancreatic neuroendocrine tumor, PNET, which is distinct from the most common form of pancreatic cancer. Numerous celebrities in the entertainment industry and politicians paid tribute to Franklin, including former U.S. President Barack Obama, who said she helped define the American experience. Civil rights activist and minister Al Sharpton called her a civil rights and humanitarian icon. A memorial service was held at New Bethel Baptist Church on August 19th. Thousands then paid their respects during the public lying in repose at the Charles H. Wright Museum of African American History. The August 31st homegoing service held at Greater Grace Temple in Detroit included multiple tributes by celebrities, politicians, friends, and family members, and was streamed by some news agencies, such as Fox News, CNN, The World Network, BET, and MSNBC. Among those who paid tribute to Aretha at the service were Ariana Grande, Bill Clinton, Reverend Al Sharpton, Louis Farrakhan, Faith Hill, Fantasia, the Clark Sisters, Ronald Eiley, Angie Stone, Chaka Khan, Jennifer Holliday, Loretta Devine, Jennifer Hudson, Queen Latifah, and Shirley Caesar, Stevie Wonder, Eric Holder, Gladys Knight, Cedric the Entertainer, Tyler Perry, Smokey Robinson, and Yolanda Adams. And that's all for Aretha Franklin today. Thanks for listening, guys. Bye. See you next time.